Hello, this is 5 Minutes No Prophetess in the beginning, episode 9. Episode 09. And we are talking about time in relation with Genesis 1:1. And we're going to go through Genesis 1, the whole chapter. Oh, something powerful is happening here. So I said, in relation with time, he said, and opens up the scripture with in the beginning. And everybody knows beginning. What's the beginning? When will the program begin? It's like, when will the program start? Very simple, extremely simple. So in the beginning, what was there? It tells us. It didn't say God and angels and no. It said in the beginning, God. In other words, it was God who created time. No one, nothing can exist before time. That will make that thing God. If there is anything that existed before time, that thing will be God. And that is why there is no angel. No angel who existed before time. Only God. So in the beginning, what? God. In the beginning, only God. Only deity. So he was the only one who could function before time. He is the only one who could function before time. The only one. The only one. Don't you love this? Don't you love this? Let the atheists and all of them say whatever they want to say. But my God is the only one who existed before time. And I've told you why I don't like using existing, because he's a self-existent one. So in the beginning, God. In the beginning, what? Or who? God. In the beginning, there were no angels who existed before time. That will make that angel worthy of worship, because it could operate before time. It could function before time began. He is the only one who is the Alpha and the Omega. No angel can stand. And when you go to Hebrews chapter 1, it will now tell you why angels worship God. It will tell you. Or why angels, Jesus is superior to the angels. That is it. Because they are created beings. And if they were in existence before creation happened, then they will be worthy of worship. So because they are created beings, they can also function only in time. They can only function in time. They were not there before time was. They were not there before Alpha or inside Alpha. It is not. They can only function outside, only function within time. So in the beginning, what? God. Or in the beginning, who? God. Very, very important. Very important. In the beginning, God. So God is the one who operated before time began and created within time. He operated, or he was before time, and he created within time. So when time was, or when he was creating, then he created time. And in time began. It was his creation that brought time into being. Very important. And this puts Satan and all angels in a certain category. Because if they are part of what was created, and when we will go into in depth into verse 2 very soon. Because when we go into verse 2, you see that Creation came out of nothing. Nothing. So, if nothing existed before Genesis 1, listen, if nothing existed before Genesis 1, then it means angels also didn't exist before Genesis 1. Let me say it again. If nothing, truly, that nothing existed before Genesis 1, then angels didn't exist before Genesis 1. That puts God on a certain pedestal. On his own, he cannot be compared with any created being. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Don't you love him? I love him. You were so blessed. Please come back for more and share this link with somebody.